feel for you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden giving his keynote address at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, telling delegates and others in the audience at the United Center that picking Kamala Harris as his running mate was one of the best decisions of his career.
Her story represents the best American story. And like many of our best presidents, she was also vice president. That's a joke.
Barack and Michelle Obama will speak tonight, Bill Clinton and Tim Walz on Wednesday, and Kamala Harris accepts the nomination, will speak Thursday. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is retiring today following his conviction on corruption charges. He'll be sentenced in October. The bodies of six Israeli hostages recovered overnight in an operation outside the Gaza Strip. The remains all discovered in a southern Gaza town. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Tel Aviv, pushing for a ceasefire deal, including a U.S.-backed plan to end 10 months of fighting in the Strip. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An Iowa County resident has died after a crash that happened Sunday night in Orena. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, an SUV was driving northbound on County Highway H when it veered off the road and then hit a power pole and struck a stop sign. The vehicle rolled onto U.S. Highway 14 before coming to a halt. First responders reported to the crash just before 10:30 p.m. Sunday night. Officials treated the 68-year-old passenger and said the individual later died of injuries suffered in the crash. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office have identified the passenger as Karen White, an Orena resident. Spring Green EMS took the 71-year-old driver to a hospital and is expected to be okay. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 75 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze at around 5-ish. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53. 99.7.
We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I can't promise a great start, but I can promise a beautiful start. You just heard Sean give that forecast. 75 and sun today? Doesn't get much better than that. That's the type of weather we live for. Get out and enjoy it. Of course, it always sucks that it happens in the middle of a work week. Here's Toto. Hold the line.
Love isn't always on time.
90s, and more.
Tainted love 99 Max FM.
Alive and kicking, that is Simple Minds. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:12 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
Well, I'm on my second cup of coffee, so I'm alive, not quite kicking yet, but but we'll get there.
You'll get there. It's early. We've got all day to get there. No worries.
Just stepped outside, though. And
oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Beautiful.
Oh, it's one of those beautiful, perfect kind of late summer mornings. It's cool out. There's a little bit of a breeze. There's no mosquitoes this morning, which I was very thankful for as I was walking Aspen. And you can just tell it is going to be a gorgeous weather day. So if you have the chance to get outside and enjoy it, please do. And that's pretty much going to be the theme over the next few days. We'll actually talk about the weather here in just a moment. Now, anything fun and exciting? Are you still a bachelor? When do Finn and Phoenix and Chris actually get home?
This is my last full, complete day. So I'm going to live, Maddie. I'm going to live. Pack as much relaxing and doing nothing into one day that I can.
That's right.
After about 5 days yesterday, I finally went and did some work. Now, I've been doing the basics, you know. I mean, obviously, the dishes still have to be cleaned and doing all that stuff and taking the dogs out, blah, blah, blah. But yesterday, I finally said, yeah, I probably should go out and mow. So I went out and did the lawn. But
think of how happy Chris will be when she gets home and sees a freshly mowed lawn. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Will she notice or will it take her a day or two?
No, our grass grows pretty fast.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, we've had a lot of rain, so.
Sure.
But, yeah, she'll notice. She'll notice that I did it. So I will get brownie points for that.
I was going to say, what's the old mantra? Happy life, happy wife. So,
exactly.
So you're just living that dream for everybody this next couple of days. What did we do yesterday? It was a pretty mundane day. We didn't have much planned. We kind of stuck around at home. Aspen decided that she was going to make her owies worse again by continuing to lick and lick and lick. So the cone of shame did have to come out yesterday for a majority of the day. So it was a lot of Dexter and I just like watching her and laughing because it is the most ridiculous thing right now when you have to put a cone on her. And then when you tell her she can't lick her legs, the hanging of the head and the side eyeing, and then like the tongue will just start to come out like, you can't see me, I'm going to do this. And I'll be like, Aspen, put your tongue in your mouth. And then the side eye comes and the head hangs lower and it was a lot of entertainment, even though it was kind of a pain. And then just to see the look of anguish on her face when she sees the cone come towards her, I was like, sorry, can't keep your tongue in your mouth, you're gonna make your owies bad, it's got to come back. So there was that, and then there were a few errands that I had to run yesterday, and then sat down last night. Of course, we all know that I love politics, it's no secret. Watched a few days of the RNC. I was doing a lot that week, so I didn't get to sit down and watch as closely. But last night, I sat down and watched some of the speakers at the DNC. Now, I got to tell you, people, if you're into this kind of stuff, go to YouTube and find the feed from the actual party that's holding the convention, because you don't have any of the talking heads. There's nobody giving commentary. It's just the speakers. And it is the most glorious experience you will ever have if you love to listen to this kind of stuff. Trust me. I was like, oh, see, now this is good.
That's the gold right there.
That's right. No opinions being given. I didn't have to listen to anybody making comments about whether they liked it, whether they thought it was the wrong tone, whether it was going to help the party. It's a convention. It's all meant to help the party. Come on now. But at any rate, I was like, oh, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. So I was very, very happy with that. That was on in the background. I wasn't paying a lot, very close attention. It was on in the background as I was doing dishes and playing with Aspen and doing all that kind of stuff. But just find it on YouTube. Stream it somehow, because it's a lot better experience than listening to people tell you what you should be thinking as you're actually watching it go down on live TV. No, there was a couple of big headlines that came out yesterday. And the first one was that talk show legend and pioneer Phil Donahue actually died on Sunday at the age of 88. Now, his family said he passed away after battling a long illness. The Phil Donahue Show, or just Donahue, went nationwide in 1970 and it ran until 1996. Is that some sort of like record? Because that seems like a really long time for a show like that, doesn't
it? Yeah, I mean, Oprah had to be on for a long time too. But I mean, Phil, he really set the blueprint for that type of daytime talk show kind of thing.
Absolutely.
you know, issue-based. That was basically Phil Donahue that started all that.
The best part about it is it was only one issue per show. You weren't getting off into the weeds on 500 different things. And I don't know if our attention span in 2024 could handle that anymore because we have to have so many things coming at us. But that was the beauty of Donahue. And you mentioned it. I mean, that format was copied from everybody from Geraldo to Jerry Springer. You got Sally Jesse Raphael in there, mm-hmm. Oprah herself. Now, in 2002, Phil actually did a show for MSNBC, but it only lasted, it was about less than a year actually. He said he was let go because he didn't support the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Now, he is married to the awesome Marlo Thomas, mm-hmm. by the way. They've been married a long time,
since right?
1980. Holy buckets. Wow. That's like some sort of record in Hollywood, isn't it? She did post a tribute on Instagram saying, quote, "I lost my sweetheart last night." And she posted this just very heartfelt thank you to all of the caregivers and all of the people who had been in their lives and passing and had come to visit over these last few days with the most iconic photo ever. It was obviously early in their relationship, and they're sitting on a Vespa, and he's driving a Vespa.
I saw that. With, yeah.
Yes, isn't it just iconic? She's mm-hmm. behind him in this like little red jumper, and it's obviously the late '70s, early '80s.
Right.
And it is one of the most iconic photos, honestly, I think I've ever seen. And it's funny because Phil Donahue was basically white-haired even then. And this is like a young Phil Donahue before glasses and everything. So it's kind of a crazy photo. But it's absolutely incredible. And she also said that that was one of her favorite photos of the couple together taken while they were vacationing. Now, a lot of people actually thought Phil was a lot older than Marlo because of that white hair. She's only 86. So he was only a couple of years older, just in case mm-hmm. anybody's wondering. Now, we mentioned Oprah, right? She actually went to social media and put out a statement about the passing of Phil Donahue, saying, quote, "There wouldn't have been an Oprah show without Phil Donahue being the first to prove that daytime talk and women watching should be taken seriously. He was a pioneer. I'm glad I got to thank him for it. Rest in peace, Phil." And then, of course, she posted a photo of her and Donahue at some sort. It looks like maybe an awards gala, the way they're both dressed or something.
Okay.
Another very iconic photo because two talk show legends right there, and we all know how Oprah's career has blossomed over the years. But some good tributes coming out of that yesterday as well. So that was kind of sad.
He was the guy that really started it all.
Yeah,
you know, back in the early '70s, and him and Marlo Thomas, to me, they always seemed like a couple that made sense. I mean, if you knew anything about Phil Donahue and you knew anything about Marlo Thomas, the two of them together, they made sense. They just were a couple that, you know, it seemed like they were
right. Yeah,
right ones for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a relationship, though, that it didn't. I mean, maybe it was just because of the fact that it was a talk show host and she had had that girl. I'm not really sure, but it was a relationship that didn't get talked about a whole lot in the Hollywood circles. And obviously now they're older, so I'm sure that they weren't in the limelight quite like they had been. Mm-hmm. But it was just a relationship that I remember one day I was probably quite a bit older, maybe in my teens, when I even realized that the two of them were married, because it was just not something you heard about coming out of Hollywood ever. Yeah. You didn't see them linked. You didn't see them on the red carpet together. She didn't really attend a lot of the award shows with him over the years when he would be nominated for, you know, daytime Emmys and all of that kind of stuff. So it was a relationship that I didn't find out about until I was probably late into my teens. I was kind of stunned because you just didn't see all of the publicity around them. So, but that was a little sad yesterday. Yeah. And then this is a little bit more of a heartwarming story because, and kind of weird all at the same time, we know that Flava Flav took an interest in the women's water polo team, right? The Olympic medal winning team, simply because some of these women were trying to be athletes going to the Olympics. And in order to do that, they were, had to support themselves somehow. So some of these women were working like three jobs plus practicing to be part of the water polo team. So, of course, Flava Flav has been stepping up to help this particular particular group of women, and they were recently seen at Resorts World. In fact, this is just as recently as Saturday, getting VIP treatment at the club. Now, Flav says, quote, "I'm so proud of these women. Look at all the support and attention brought to this sport and women's athletics. We change in the game, and that is something big to celebrate." And then he put out a big thank you to all the players for welcoming him to the team and accepting his sponsorship. But there's photos of them now circulating online as they're partying it up in Vegas. So these really young women who are part of the water polo team living it up with Flava Flav in Las Vegas. I love it. I love it, though. It's still wearing the clock, by the way.
Yeah.
Because that's what he'll always do. But, you know, here's what I'm going to say. As weird as this story was when it first came out, you got to love Flava Flav for really just jumping in there being like, look, I've got some money. Let me help you out because you need the help. Why should you be working three jobs in order to do something you're passionate about? And really just stepping up to make sure that this team was able to get what they needed and be able to still go compete at the Olympics. I think it's awesome. I mean, he's doing the same thing for Red Lobster.
I was
going to
say, it all started with the biscuits for Red Lobster.
Right?
I mean, he wanted to save those, and he had to preserve those. So, yeah, I mean, Flavor is, he's just coming in and saving everybody these days, I guess.
I love it. I love it. Who knew he was that philanthropic? I'm learning something new about Flava Flav every day. He's not just a kitschy dude with a clock around his neck who had a weird relationship with Brigitte Nielsen. That is not
exactly
Flava Flav. He is actually a dude with a heart, and I love it. So we got a text in here this morning. Chris is asking if you started a chain reaction in your neighborhood by mowing yesterday.
I did, as a matter of fact, because it just automatically happens, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, I did.
Nobody
you know
can
what
have
else
a better
though?
Lawn in those suburbs, Ben.
Well, he's out doing his lawn,
right?
So I better get out and do that. Yeah, it's a matter of the day before somebody else did it, or, you know, it's like if somebody goes out and does their lawn, then the next person has to, because their lawn has to look as good as somebody else's lawn. It's crazy. But when I got done with that, okay, so can I be the old guy yelling at the kids to get off the lawn for a second here? So I after I got done mowing the lawn, I watched Furiosa on Max, okay?
Oh, okay.
Which is okay. So now I wanted to see this in theaters when it came out, but I was too busy with Romeo and Juliet that I never had any free time to get and see it. So I watched it yesterday, and it's entertaining. I mean, it's a perfectly fine movie. I mean, it moves along. It does its job. I like the Mad Max movies. I've always liked them. But here's the thing that really started to get to me. Every movie, at least the big epic style type of movies, they all look like video games. It's
I mean, you see it, and
it's like, oh, that looks pretty and everything, but it's all computer generated.
Yep.
The cars are and these movies started out in a time where those were real cars and those were real stunt people that were doing those stunts and doing insane stunts, and they were on location filming, and I don't know. To me, it's like, I feel, and I realize that budgets being what they are now, there's no way that you're going to send a film crew over to Tunisia anymore and film a movie over there and use real cars and everything. But at the same time, it just looks, it looks computer generated. It looks fake.
Don't you
think, though,
this is the way things are going? And
don't
you think that this is why why Hollywood was shut down for so long? Because of the writer's strike? Because they were fighting for things just like this to try to maintain some integrity in their work and the product they were putting out? I mean, I feel like this is the way we're headed. And it's cheaper for the studios. We're talking actors and actresses who basically take over your entire budget just because of the salaries that they're commanding right now. And then by the time you pay them, especially if you want like an all-star cast type of thing or any reason to be attracted to the movie, then all of a sudden you have to save somewhere else. And hello, AI, there we are.
So
no, I agree. I agree.
I'll get off my soapbox for the day, but I don't know. It's just, I miss something from those older movies.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we were talking about the same thing because there's a weird Christmas movie coming out with The Rock where he basically basically plays a Secret Service agent to Santa, is what I've taken from the trailer anyway, and then Santa gets kidnapped. If you go to your theaters, I think you're probably seeing the best scenes right there on the trailer. Yeah. But Dexter and I were talking about that exact same thing when we were waiting for Deadpool and Wolverine to start the other day. Dexter's like, I get you're not going to get like a whole slew of reindeer out there, but he's like, could they have tried just a little harder
just a
on the
little
graphics
harder,
on that one?
Because you know,
he's like, those are pretty
bit.
Obviously CG. So
I mean, when I'm sitting next to my kid and he's playing Elden Ring, because he's really, you know, he's into the video games like every other kid, you know, and I'm watching the graphics on that. And then, you know, a few days later, I'm watching a movie and it basically looks like the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's weird. It's weird. Yeah. It feels very weird, and you're right. It does feel very video game-ish, but, you know, that's
the way
what
it is.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're going for, because there's so many young people that they're trying to attract back to movies and theaters, and that might be what, you know, brings them back. I have no idea. Obviously, they're not making movies for people our age who are old.
No,
that's not being done. I will say this weekend, there were a couple of series, because I wanted something quick, fast-paced, and kind of witty and funny. And so I've had several friends who have really been into the Emily in Paris series over on Netflix.
Okay.
And for some reason, I forgot to cancel my Netflix subscription. So yay, still paying for that. Might as well use it.
Use it.
So I got into that. Very witty, very funny. Lily Collins is a very good actress. Now, I'm not sure if I'm maybe too old for some of the humor. I probably am because, well, I am old. But at the same time, I find it very funny and very witty. And who knew Phil could produce such an amazing darling daughter? I mean, he did a great job. And she's one of the producers on that show, too. She is the producer of that show. So I found that intriguing, too. And then I needed a little break from that this weekend when we were just kind of sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing, and got into the new series Uncoupled with Neil Patrick Harris. Have you seen this or seen any of the previews?
No.
It's about a couple, and they've been partners for 17 years. And one day, the Neil Patrick Harris's partner, on his 50th birthday, in fact, decides he's leaving the relationship. And it's about being an older man in the dating world and getting back out into the pool when you still don't really understand why a relationship ended. And it could really pertain to anybody who's been in that situation before. It doesn't have to be just, you know, a gay couple is essentially what this show is about. But it is funny. It is witty. And Neil Patrick Harris, come on, it's always a winner when he's involved. Right. And he is also producing, and I believe I saw his name on one of the director credits on one of the episodes as it flew by. So I found it very funny and witty, you know, and it's not for kids. Don't watch it when they're in
the
room.
Did you say that's on Netflix or is
it? I don't remember which one that is. I'll look it up though here in a minute, but I found it very funny. Don't watch it when the kids are in the room because there's a lot of adult humor and some adult scenes in it. So just remember that. But I found it very funny, very witty, and very well written. So I was excited. And I like half hour episodes. Love it when they're half hour episodes. I flew through that one and it got to the end and I was like, wait, where's the rest of it? Like where I want to know what happens now. And unfortunately, I don't think season two is out yet, but I flew through season one in like an afternoon. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't usually do that. Let's be honest. I'm not usually one of those people who can just sit through consecutively and binge watch, but I was able to do that with Emily in Paris, season one, and then also with this first season of Uncoupled as well this weekend. And
nice.
I'm not one of those people who can just sit and binge and just watch it all the way through. It has to be really entertaining, really witty, and actually make me laugh out loud in order for me to do that. And both of those did. So I was pleasantly surprised. I took my friend's recommendations. I don't usually do that because I've been to movies with them.
I can't even give out recommendations anymore because I feel like you just kind of set people up when you say, oh, you've got to see this movie or you've got to see this TV show because it's so amazing because you thought it was amazing. And then you've set the bar so high for somebody. I can't even give recommendations anymore.
I had so many friends who have been watching Emily in Paris, whether on their own or with their daughters. And they were like, no, you will really love it because the humor is good. And they were like, even if we're a little bit older, because let's face it, all my friends and I are a little bit older at this point, they were were like, you just feel like you go back to where Lily is in her life and you can live vicariously through her in this moment, getting to Paris, being out of place. Because as my one friend put it, we've all been in that situation in life where you feel completely out of place when you should be comfortable in your own skin. And that's essentially what it is. And so I could appreciate it for sure.
Kind of fish out of water kind of thing.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I'm enjoying it. I've just started season two. I've been a little bit busier now this week, so I'll have to come back to it at some point. But I really have enjoyed both of those. If you're looking for something to kind of put onto your, probably should watch it during the winter months kind of list and haven't caught up on all this stuff yet. Yeah. I'll look and see where Uncoupled is here in just a moment. But we got to take a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today, 75 for a high. Cool tonight, down to 48. Partly cloudy, 75 again tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 78 on Thursday. Right now, it is 54. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
7:35 right now, running fashionably late on this Tuesday morning. It's okay. Enjoy the sunshine and the beautiful weather. We don't need to watch the time. Here's Brian Adams. It's Run to You on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:38 right now. And let's talk about saving money this morning and, of course, shopping local all at the same time. MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's where you need to go to achieve both of those goals. And it, we're talking savings in some cases, 50% off. Now, I'm over in the store right now. Here's an example of some of the things that you're going to find. If you've been to Circus World once already this year and you want to see the Big Top Show, you know, if you haven't been over there, whatever the circumstances may be, let us get you into the doors before they shut down the Big Top Show for another season. We've got a four-pack of tickets to Circus World Museum, a $92 value, $64 right now when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Also, if you love great music, how about the Barrow Blues Music Festival and Jam? This is going to take place on September 7th at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. A pack of two tickets, $20 value, $14 right now when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And, of course, we like to talk about all the different ways that you can have a little adventure in your life over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. How about a $25 certificate towards some axe throwing at Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells? That's only going to set you back $17.50 when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Really, no matter what you're looking for, whether it's something for you, something for the home, delicious food options, adult beverages, a little entertainment, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for, and you're going to save a whole lot of money just by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. I think it's a perfect way to start a Tuesday. You can let the email sit for a little bit. You can let the phone ring a little bit. Don't check the voicemail. Instead, go online, do a little shopping, save yourself some money, and that is how you start a Tuesday in a fabulous type of way. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Absolutely gorgeous over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell us what we can expect. We're also going to have a look at sports. And don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries are coming up in just a few minutes as well. If you're celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you let us know. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive
The Brewers open a three-game series in St. Louis against the Cardinals tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Frankie Montas gets the nod for the Brewers, who start the day with an 11-game lead on the Cardinals in the Central. The Crew just a game behind the Phillies and a half game behind the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Wisconsin and Marquette both ranked in the American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll. Badgers third behind defending national champion Texas and national runner-up Nebraska. Three-time Big East champion Marquette comes in at number 24. Wisconsin men's golf assistant Ross Thompson, the leader after the first round of the 104th Wisconsin State Open on Monday at Minocqua Country Club. Thompson finished with 10 birdies and 2 bogeys on his card for an 8-under-64. He'll take a one-shot lead to round two today. And Tyler Reddick held off William Byron in overtime on Monday to win the rain-delayed Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan International Raceway. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 75 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze at around 5-ish. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
I'm all right. There is Kenny Loggins, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:47 right now. And Finn, I did a little digging, and I was talking about the show Uncoupled with Neil Patrick Harris, and now I'm very, very sad because it was on Paramount via Showtime, or Showtime via Paramount, or however you want to put it, because, you know, there's streaming within streaming and networks within networks. It's very strange. But at any rate, it looks like Showtime decided to cancel Uncoupled, and they won't be making a season two. Now, if you go over to Netflix, it's over there, but I don't know if that means they're just re-airing season one, or if they've picked that up and they're going to
They might have picked it up, maybe.
I have
no idea.
I can't find any stories about it anywhere, but all I do know is that it's officially been canceled by Showtime, which I'm a little sad now, because I thought it was very funny and very witty. And here's the other thing, too, which I found interesting. Two of the series that I found this weekend that I really enjoy are executive producers produced by the same guy, Darren Star. So apparently I'm a Darren Star fan without ever knowing it.
You didn't even know.
Isn't that weird sometimes how it works? You're like, oh, this is good. And then you realize that it's the same person is responsible to other for other things that you like. And you're like, yeah, there might be a reason why I like this one, because you just kind of get the humor. You love what they put out there. And so that might be the case here.
But it kind of stinks, though, when you
I'm a little upset.
Invested into a show and you like it and then you find out it's been canceled.
Like, I don't want to give anything away in case anybody wants to go watch it, but at the same time, it ended in a huge cliffhanger, and now I may never find out what actually happened. Season one was a huge cliffhanger, and now I'm not going to ever know. I'll never know. Now I'm sad. Anyway, I'll get over it, I'm sure, but that was kind of a bummer this morning, because I did really enjoy that. Something I wanted to talk about before we jump into birthdays this morning, and this one seems a little odd. It's nothing as exciting as streaming and binge-watching on Showtime, but most people, it turns out, don't feel their most limber, especially first thing in the morning. And let me tell you, if you're young, be limber now, because by the time you get older and you try to get out of bed in the morning,
you won't be limber anymore.
it's not fun. There's a lot of eking and creaking that happens as you try to get yourself out of bed. No, I understand this for sure, but it's still important.
Sometimes we make it sound like we're about 100 years old.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get to a certain age, though, right, where you don't expect your like things to pop or make noise, and then all of a sudden one day you get to a certain age and all you're doing is stretching because it feels really good, and you're like, I didn't know that thing could actually pop. Like, you know, like you get to that point. We're not that old, even though we joke about it, but you get to a certain age where things start to make noise that never did before, and it takes you by surprise every time it happens, because you know, like, you're legitimately not that old, but it does happen. It does.
Every day is like a reminder that you're not in your 20s anymore.
That's what it is. See, and we all want to be there again. I'm not going to say I don't love the age I'm at. I really, truly do. But at the same time, you know, like on a late night where you go to bed a lot later than you normally do or should, or you go to get up first thing in the morning, you're like, yeah, no, I used to be able to handle all this a lot better than I do now. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Now, it is actually important, though, even if you're not feeling as limber as you once did, to clean yourself in the shower. Now, in a new poll, people were asked, do you wash your feet when you take a shower? Turns out that 60% of people in this world say yes, they do, in fact, make a point to wash their feet, which means about 37% of people said no, they just let the water run over them. A few others were torn. One person said, not every time, but yes, when I feel like it or when I'm awake enough to actually do it. It is an interesting question, though, because when you're standing in the shower, you're in a bathtub. Right. Essentially, there's water all the way around you. So it's kind of like, do I make a point to actually do these things? Now, I'm one of those people who washes from head to toe. That's just what I do. But I get it. I mean, I get it's easy to skimp out and be like, oh, forget the feet. They're already standing in lots of water. However, if you have stinky feet, remember, water is not going to take care of the stank that's coming off the feet.
Exactly.
You might need a little extra.
Something else.
Just a little extra. Just a little. I mean, you don't have to scrub them till they're raw, people, but just make sure that when you take your shoes off, nobody's going to pass out.
Exactly.
Now, we do have to run down our birthday list here this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Dave Grant just chimed in here, and he says that on Saturday morning, he cracked his chest, and it was really loud to the point where it scared his lovely wife, Wendy. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's those things that happen when you just get a little bit older. At any rate, speaking of getting older, Demi Lovato is on the top of our list today. Of course, singer and actress. She briefly preferred they, them as her pronouns, and then she said it just became too exhausting. So she just goes by she, her now. She's celebrating her 32nd birthday. I mean, we've heard a lot about Demi Lovato over the last few years, and she's had her struggles in life. Started out as a Disney kid. That's where we all got to kind of know her. her. And, you know, she's had a pretty successful career. So hopefully she's on a better track than she was.
Yeah.
And we know that she's dealt with some depression, some bipolar. So she's had to really work on herself. And I love how vocal she is about it, though, right? She doesn't make excuses for it. She doesn't try to shy away from it. She really owns up to it in the hopes of helping herself and other people. So I can always appreciate that. Andrew Garfield, who aged out of Spider-Man after just two movies. He's also Desmond Doss in Hacksaw Ridge. And Eduardo, the guy who basically gets taken advantage of by Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network. He's celebrating his 41st birthday today. Ben Barnes, who played Billy Russo on The Punisher. He was also Logan on HBO's Westworld. He was also Prince Caspian in the Chronicles of Narnia movies. And he's the Darkling, the villain in the Netflix series Shadow and Bone. He is celebrating his 43rd birthday. None of those roles have anything in common. I'm just going to point that out.
It's quite a resume when you rattle those off.
Huh. Yeah, none of those are like even close to the same. We also have Amy Adams on the list. Of course, she played Lois Lane in the DC movies and Connor's grieving mom in Dear Evan Hansen. Kids probably know her best as Giselle in Enchanted and also as Amelia Earhart in Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. She is celebrating her 50th birthday today. Love Amy Adams. I think she's awesome. Misha Collins from Supernatural is celebrating a birthday. She is 50 years old. Cass is a major player on the show Supernatural. He's actually the angel who began helping the Winchesters in season 4. I just said some words. If you're a fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Jonathan K. Kwan, who is the kid with the gadgets and the Goonies, and he was also Short Round in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. Remember the kid from the Goonie with all the gadgets? He's 53 years old today.
Oh, people. Man. this isn't helping with the feeling old thing.
Oh, man. 53 for the kid with the gadgets and Goonies. Holy buckets. All right. I can't even fathom that. Anyway, Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit is celebrating his 54th birthday. Funny. To me, Fred Durst should be like 190, but the kid from the Goonies is still like the same 12-year-old kid from the Goonies. Interesting how that works. James Marsters, who is Spike on Buffy, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was also on Smallville. He was in Marvel's Runaways, and he played Lex Luthor in the DC Universe Online video game. He's 62 years old today. Joan Allen, who is CIA Deputy Director Pamela Landy in Bourne Supremacy and The Bourne Ultimatum. She was also the wholesome mom who turned from black and white into naughty color in Pleasantville. She is celebrating her 68th birthday. Everybody's favorite weatherman, Al Roker, is celebrating a birthday today. He is 70 years old. Then we have Peter Horton on the list as well. Gary Shepard on 30-something. That was a great show when it was on. Mm-hmm. He was married to Michelle Pfeiffer for 7 years in the 80s, but then he let her get away. He's celebrating his 71st birthday. John Hyatt, who is a singer and songwriter, Have a Little Faith in Me was one of the songs he was responsible for. Jewel actually covered his song for the John Travolta movie Phenomenon. Maisie and Will also did it on Nashville, and Mandy Moore did her own pop version of it. He's celebrating his 72nd birthday. From Led Zeppelin, the legend himself, Robert Plant is celebrating a birthday today. 76 years old for Robert Plant today.
Cool.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I love Robert Plant. John Noble, who played Sherlock's dad on Elementary. He was also the dad in The Lord of the Rings and also Walter Bishop on Fringe. He is 76. Then we also have Connie Chung on the list today, Finn. Former newswoman with painful singing skills. She's the one who's married to Maury Povich. She is celebrating her 78th birthday today.
Cool.
I remember watching Connie Chung back in the late 90s when she was on. She was actually the anchor for the 5 p.m. ABC News. That's why I remember watching.
Well, see,
Connie
now we
Chung.
Were talking about Phil Donahue earlier this hour and how he was married to Marlo Thomas and Connie Chung being married to Maury Povich. I mean, that was another one of those.
That's a weird one.
That's kind of a weird one, right?
That's a weird one, only because, let's be honest. Phil Donahue had like an actual show with real topics. I don't love Maury Povich, right? But at the same time,
it was a different kind of show.
It was a different kind of show. You had people throwing chairs at each other. There was a whole lot of drama.
It was more like Springer.
Right? Yeah. So I don't know. That was a weird one to me. That was a weird coupling to me. Maury Povich and Connie Chung, especially knowing because this is like in the 90s when news was actually news and it was very straightforward and a little bit more straight laced than what we see today, right? And that's where Connie Chung came up in, and then you have Maury Povich over there. You are the father, kind of thing. You know, opening that manila envelope, making people take lie detector tests. I was like, really? Okay. All right. We'll go with it. Those two crazy happy kids, they've been married a while, though, so hopefully it's working out for them. Hopefully he never had to open an envelope with Connie Chung
not.
Around.
Yeah.
Or make her take a lie detector test. If you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember to add somebody to the list. Just text us, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. It's going to be beautiful over the next couple of days. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures hanging around in the mid-70s to right around 80. Sean Cable's actually going to tell you more about your forecast in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at ABC and local news right here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant at Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
You owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easy.